This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Serious things are happening every day, folks, since the coup. Serious stuff. And you may feel like things are spiraling out of control. You look around and you hear the stuff that's going on. The Chinese are now back on our grid because Joe Biden sold out. He's bought and sold. Chairman Xi of China runs America. Joe Biden just recently said he's going to reinstitute 5G. You know, he wants it to be bigger because poor black people need it. They need their appliances to be smart. Well, you know who controls 5G technology, right? If you don't, let me explain it. The Chinese. Donald Trump made sure that American companies were going to make this switch into the Chinese, into that market. He took China off our electric grid, and I could go on. Joe Biden changed it all. As he acts like he's the guy running the country. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Just want to explain to you, it seems like, you know, you wake up every day and there's something fresh. Let me tell you, the Democrats want to get rid of the filibuster so they can pass as much money as they want in the next 2 years as they possibly can. The largest money grab in the history of the world is occurring right before your very eyes, right under your noses. And sadly, President Trump fell for it. He started it with $4 trillion, give or take, going into this ruse of the Wu flu. The Wu flu is the reason why you may one day not have actual currency. You'll have a government-issued amount of currency that they can control. If you don't conform, they will cut off your card, your ability to access funds. Maybe you'll have to get a shot in order to exercise your right to spend money. They'll let you earn it, but they won't let you keep it, or they'll tell you how to spend it. They will know every place you put your dollar. We see these bitcoins and ethereums and all these other cyber currencies. Don't be surprised if there's a government agency that tries to consolidate it or regulate it in some kind of way. That's what they do. It's going to get really interesting. I know how it feels because we get up every day and we got to go look through the news and hear what's going on. Right now, Matt Gaetz is accused of being a sex trafficker. I don't know whether it's true or not. I don't believe it. But he's going to fight for his political life. Why? Because he was one of the most staunch pro-Trump guys on the planet. And the left, when you're that, they want to make an example of you. Well, what are you? Are you staunchly pro-Trump? Were you happy with the job that he did? While you look at Matt Gaetz's situation, ask yourself, will they come after me? I've already given you the answer. They're coming after you. You haven't been called out by name, but you have been called out by commonality. If you voted for Donald Trump, the 80 million people, the left is coming to get you. They're coming to get your money. They're going to give away your money to somebody who doesn't earn it, who's not a productive member of society. And they're going to make you feel guilty when you don't want to give that money to Jaquan as part of universal basic income in Oakland, California. They want you to be mad. The left want to create this situation between the haves and the have-nots. And that in-between, that limbo group, that's the one that they're really concerned with. That's most of us. They want us to be mad at the people that are taking our money. I'm mad at them. I'll tell you right now. When they tell me somebody's going to get a money just for being born, I'm like, well, shouldn't their parents do that? Nobody's handing me money because I had four sons. I took care of them. Take care of your kids. My brother's raising his grandkids right now. He's not looking for universal basic income. He's working. That's what he does. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Shaw, Jen Shaw, was arrested on Tuesday for alleged money laundering and defrauding hundreds of elderly people in a telemarketing scam. Now, why do I bring this up? Because I want you to understand that leftism ultimately eats its own. It's only temporary that these people stay in charge. Because leftism fails. Every time. This lady, Jen Shaw, represents the rich housewives. And I don't want to make it political. I don't know most of their politics. But here's what I do know. If you're willing to go on TV and denigrate your family and your friends, all because you want to be seen as, look at my lifestyle. It's called the Real Housewives now. They used to be the Rich Housewives, wasn't it? But the Real Housewives. But take your pick. Is it ordinary women? Or is it women living in mansions and, you know, going out to parties and cocktail things all the time and buying lavish clothes and, you know, events that you and I don't even dream of going to for the most part? Anyway, they said her alleged victims weren't the only ones that were faked out, so were Bravo fans. A 47-year-old breakout star quickly became notorious for her flamboyant fashions and her friendship faux pas, both equally loud on season one of the latest entries of the Real Housewives franchise. It is the Real Housewives, I guess. I thought it was Rich. Maybe I was thinking Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. However, the $3.9 million Salt Lake City rental she grandly passed off as Shaw Ski Chalet actually never belonged to Shaw. Instead, the 9,420-square-foot home featured on the show is owned by Texas-based real estate rental company Univesco, which is under the LLC company RJW Capital Investors. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because she's representative of the left. She's living off of other people's money, older people that she's built out of money through a telemarketing scheme. Then she fronts about her lifestyle for the world to see, and she proudly displays it, knowing that she hasn't earned it or anything. That, my friends, is leftism. Now they know, so she's being indicted, and her world is about to cave in on her. That is what I said earlier. Leftism doesn't succeed. Conservatives don't try to take advantage of people. Leftism does, and then it fails miserably. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, this is a story. Whoa! Is this Hillary Clinton's mother? Police say a man found a decomposed body in his dead mother's freezer as he was clearing out her New York apartment. Holy mother of Chappaqua! I'm just saying. Boy, you sure this wasn't Chelsea's husband cleaning out Hillary's old little place that she got on the side up in New York? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. This story is, file this under bizarre. This happened a while back. It was in the New York Daily News. They said he found the body in a chest freezer that had been sealed with duct tape. The Hamilton Heights buildings superintendent says investigators told him the body appeared to have been stored for over 10 years. Yeah, this is a man's world. It's a man's world. Unless you live with this chick. Whoa. 844-551-8255. Hey, fellas, I hope you have a good woman. I watch these shows. What's this show called? I don't know, where the women like snapped. It's called Snapped. And the women all snap at something. This woman snapped. I don't know what old boy said. I don't know if she was going through his phone, caught him on the internet, looking up something he shouldn't have been, but whatever it did, she killed him and put him in a freezer for 10 years. The super says the deceased tenant was pleasant, but never allowed workers into the apartment. Now we know why. Wow. That's a heck of a story. Anyway, there was another one that I wanted to talk about a while back. It was a girl. Her name is Karen Ataya, a Washington Post opinion editor. And she sent out a series of tweets attacking Trump supporters and saying, white women are lucky. Black people are not calling for revenge. And the writer of this article says, could this be real? Did an opinion editor for WAPO publish such an incendiary statement against white women? Hey, white women, is this thing on? Hello, hello, white women, white women, white women. I want my echo to not be heard. Yes, later that same night she deleted the tweets, but this is exactly how she feels along with many of her colleagues. He writes, in the age of cancel culture and open hate for anyone supporting President Donald Trump, these types of comments are applauded by the left. It didn't matter that her statement had an underlying threat to women. Of course, she is one. Why? Because women who support Trump, or for that matter, women who are white, must pay a heavy price for ancestors, historical events, and anything else that Ataya and the left deem offensive. Moreover, Ataya listed historical and racial incidents she believes white women are responsible for. She did so knowing that these tweets would be associated with the Washington Post. The guy writes, this type of offense should be a fireable offense. She wasn't fired, by the way. I want you to understand how crazy the world is. I've talked to you guys many times about the open racism that exists today, and there's no pushback. If you push back, you're racist for pushing back against the racism against you, or if you're a black person pushing back against the racism against white people, well, you know, do I really need to tell you what I get called? It was a threat. Says you should be happy black people are not calling for revenge. Well, let me tell her who should be happy. The Democratic Party should be happy. Because once people know what this party is about, and what, I mean, look, I've been saying this for a long time. I've been doing this a long time. When the Democrat Party, if they were to stop doing what they're doing and just really tell the truth and fess up, game over. Nobody would vote for them, but they won't do it because this type of stuff is what they love doing. They love this. They love that they created these people like this Ataya chick who believes white women are as bad as white men. I mean, really, in the scheme of things, as long as those white women, you know, in other words, if you're not on their side, they're against you. If you're on their side, you're a sister. Bad, you know, in arms. Remember that chart we did where it talked about if the more woke you are as a white person, the better, the more they accept you. So you have to be a white traitor or something along those lines. It's amazing. It says reporters and opinion writers are stoking division in the U.S. and creating resentment among people. Their bosses have failed to hold them accountable, much like liberal leftist Democrats have failed to hold those destroying cities accountable for their actions. Have you watched what's happening? No discussion of what's going on in Portland. Do you know what they did in Portland the other day? They said, we want to tear down Starbucks because this is where it started, and Starbucks being a capitalist company, tear them down. Can you believe that? Look, I have no love lost for Starbucks and their stupid antics, but as a business, I support that they employ thousands of people. Baristas, I don't look. If you are a person wearing tattoos, earrings, you got, you know, something, you know, keep spreading your lip or spreading your earring lobe. You know what Starbucks does? It hires you. I applaud them for that. They look beyond all these other things, and they say, come work for us. If you want to put in the time, you want to, you know, what I mean, I don't care what their corporate culture is. I mean, other than I would like for them to just shut the heck up about all these different issues, like they can help blacks or, you know, like when they wanted to hire Muslims over veterans. Big backfires because they want to show they're woke. They want to virtue signal how great of a corporation they are. You know what? You had a great idea. You're taking 20 cents of coffee. You're selling it for $5 or more. Enjoy that. Isn't that enough? You made people millions and millions of dollars, stockholders. You know, you've given thousands of jobs to people that probably wouldn't work elsewhere or wouldn't be happy. I'm going to talk about Starbucks in a good light. If you get these kids that think that they're counterculture and they go find a job that they really enjoy, good for them. But don't turn them into social justice warriors or a bunch of other stuff. Just let them enjoy their lives. But guess what? Antifa and those guys, no. They're going to jump you. Because they got to get into this cancel culture. Anyway, Tyre wrote this. The lies and tears of white women hath wrought. The 1921 Tulsa massacre, murder of Emmett Till, exclusion of black women from feminist movements. 53% of white women voted for Trump. White women are lucky that we are just calling them Karens and not calling for revenge. Wow. I tell you, the worst kind of racists are leftists.
Radio show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News. The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those vials. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers. A water fight has been decided by the High Court. USA's Jeremy Scott reports.
The state of Florida alleged that Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers in Georgia joined to form the Apalachicola River at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbor's overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cuomo's hanging in there, man. Woo! That old Andrew Killer Cuomo. But he's in more trouble. They found out that he, I don't know, put himself in line for vaccines. To be honest with you, I can't imagine any of these people wanting to get vaccines. But getting meds, maybe? Like hydroxychloroquine or Z-Pax or whatever they had to do in order to make sure they were going to survive. Let me put it this way. All these leftist governors and these leftist so-called leaders, you can bet they were feathering their nest in every possible way with this Wu Flu scam and they could. And while Cuomo's killing other people's parents and grandparents, he's making sure his family's taken care of. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is a bit of an old clip, but, because Cuomo's got multiple things going. He's got three hassles now brewing simultaneously, and the left have gone out on a serious limb because this guy is vindictive beyond belief. He is a bully and a belligerent. This is why he's gotten away with being a sexual predator for so long. He's like Harvey Weinstein. Cuomo should just come out in a robe in public with a jock strap and then say to the audience listening, hey, don't make me open my robe. Don't make me do it. Oh, you want it? Okay. Because let me tell you, he is that kind of guy. Oh, he dresses up in a suit and tie, but he when he wants to wield his power, he makes sure you know it in no uncertain terms. He's like an Adam Schiff. But he's more powerful. See, Adam Schiff is one little Weasley dude. Where is he, by the way? Has he gotten COVID? Where is Adam Schiff? What demise is he plotting these days? Anyway, Cuomo is Adam Schiff on steroids because he's one of the two positions that if I was going to run for public office, these are the two I would want. Governor or president. That's it. I want the power of life and death. But guys like him, that it's in their birthright because his dad, Mario, was the guy. He got it next. Don't think Chris Cuomo doesn't think he's in next in line. It's like royalty. They think they're the New York royal family, the Cuomos. Mafioso Italianos. They got everybody scared to death. But the Democrats have come out and said, hey, let's do something here. Let's get rid of this Gestapo. You know you got to be bad when your own people say, man, let's do it. Do you remember the Al Capone scene in the Untouchables where he bludgeons the dude with a bat? Yeah. That's what somebody's trying to do to Cuomo, only they keep missing. He's an elusive target. Anyway, let's play this clip. That we're now up to 8 women that have accused him, and this is an actual staffer that's on staff now. What is she? This girl is probably getting paid right now. Here it is.
With her accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and this time she is a current aide of the governor. So how is his office responding? Alex Hogan is in New York City with all the details on this. Hi, Alex.
Hi, David. As you mentioned, this is the 8th woman to come forward. She, as you mentioned again, is the first person to come forward with these accusations while she currently works for the governor. A lot of the people we've seen have been former aides, but she currently is an employee. Her name is Alyssa McGrath, and she gave her account to the New York Times detailing some of the behavior that she reported in this article. She accuses the governor of staring, making inappropriate or suggestive remarks, and, of course, comments on her looks, something her lawyer responded to, quote, "This would be unacceptable behavior from any boss, much less the governor." The governor has repeated that he did nothing wrong, but he did apologize for making anyone uncomfortable. Cuomo's attorney responding to this report saying the governor has greeted men and women with hugs and a kiss on the cheek, forehead, and hand. Yes, he has posed for photographs with his arm around them. Yes, he uses Italian phrases like ciao bella. None of this is remarkable, although it may be old-fashioned. Now, for weeks, critics have continued to speak up, calling out the governor for some of these actions, either calling for his impeachment or his resignation. Now, more lawmakers are speaking out today.
Women are finally feeling comfortable and coming out in this after decades of not feeling comfortable. However, the clear illegality is in the nursing home scandal.
More than 15,000 New Yorkers died in nursing homes. Tomorrow, some of their family members will gather for a memorial in Brooklyn. Meanwhile, there will be 2 separate rallies today. One will take place at Washington Square Park. A group of people there demanding that Cuomo be impeached. Meanwhile, about an hour later, a completely separate rally will take place, and that's for supporters of the governor, people who say they do not want the governor to step down, and that will take place outside of his New York City office later today.
They want him out. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Get out of here, Andrew Killa. And it's lingering. With everything that's going on, it's still lingering. I'm really curious where this one ends up. I don't care. I mean, I want him gone. I think he's a scourge. I think all Democrats are scourge. I want them all gone. It's what they are. Lying scumbags. And Cuomo, whew, man, I can only imagine if you get on that dude's bad side. A company. Look, we all, as conservatives, we live in fear. Most conservatives, you know, I've talked to some pretty amazing folks, big-time business owners, and the bigger you get, the more you have to lose, the scarier it is for them, man. Now, Kevin, listen up. We love working with you, but listen, let's make sure that we're very careful that this thing doesn't go political and all this. Which, by the way, none of it should. My opinion about a product should have nothing to do with my politics. There are things that I like that leftists make that should have zero to do with my politics or their politics. For example, if Nike didn't make a satanic shoe and wasn't supporting the killing of police officers and crime in black and essentially condoning crime in black neighborhoods, I'd be more willing to support them. But they have to make a statement. Why don't they just make tennis shoes that don't offend anybody? I've never seen a company that said, let's make a satanic shoe so we can offend all the Christians. If you were on Nike's board, wouldn't you want people fired over that? And you use a gay rapper who goes and does a, what do they call it? A lap dance for Satan in his video. Wow. I'd like to be at the next stockholder meeting for that deal. But that's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about Cuomo. It got worse for him because the White House made a comment, and they're not going to provide some cover. Here's what they said.
Let me ask you about Governor Cuomo of New York. I know you said you want the investigation to continue. If the investigation confirms the claims of the women, should he resign?
Yes. I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
But How about right now? You said you want the investigation to continue. You saw Chuck Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, majority of the congressional delegation don't think he can be an effective governor right now. Can he serve effectively?
Well, that's a judgment for them to make about their state where they can be effective. Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
That's what I think happens. And by the way, it may very well be that there could be a criminal prosecution that is attached to it. I just don't know. But let the investigation. And I'm not. I don't know what it is. But I start with the presumption. It takes a lot of courage for a woman to come forward. Some are not. Anyway. It takes a lot of courage to come forward. So the presumption is it should be taken seriously, and it should be investigated, and that's what's underway now.
Wow, creepy, sleepy Joey Demento commenting about Cuomo. Cuomo's got to be pretty upset about that, given that Joey Demento has a case of his own out there looming with Tara Reid. Remember how that got swept under the rug? You think it comes back up? I bet you Cuomo never believed in his heart of hearts that he would be dealing with this is an issue. He thought he was done. He thought, you know, I'm good to go. Unbelievable. Criminal prosecution. Ouch. Presumption of innocence. They should be taken seriously. No cover provided. Nancy Pelosi essentially said the same thing of Cuomo. Nope, we're not going to give any cover. Well, you know, these are serious. These are serious issues, and we've got to address these things. I can't do a good Nancy Pelosi yet, but I'm working on it. Wow. Here's what I want to know. What did he do? What was the straw that broke the camel's back? And who decided his time was up? I'm curious. He's hanging in there, though, and I will tell you, I'm going to talk about him again here in a second, because it's worth noting how he has the staying power. I want you to understand the level of power he has to be able to maintain, because, and I know there's a lot of other things out there, and we'll talk about some of it here, but how's he hanging in there?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Before I get to the latest of the Cuomo sexual chocolate accusers, I'm sexual chocolate. That was my karaoke name. I want to talk a little bit about him fighting for his political career and the very not so clever way that he's going about doing it. It's really interesting. It's very predictable. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I talked about the investigation into him and that he's been thrown to the wolves, but he hangs around. They can't seem to get rid of him. And now he's got this very predictable ploy because it's pretty much, you know, play to the masses. Be a Caesar and give people the fights, the gladiators, the blood sports. And in this particular case, the blood sport is a hot button of legalization of marijuana. And what's interesting about Cuomo is how he uses it and just comes off as like, look, we have an opportunity here to blah, blah, blah. And you have to hear the way he describes it so that you really understand that it's less of a, I mean, yeah, he wants the revenue, and he's placating the drug base of the drug culture, if you will, of New York. But it's, I mean, for me, it's clearly a political move. But I'll let you be the judge. Here's a clip.
We have passed the point of legalized cannabis. It's in New Jersey. It's in Massachusetts. To say we're going to stop it is not an option. It is here. The only question is, do we regulate it here? Do we gather the revenue here? Or do we have people driving to New Jersey, which is right there, or to Massachusetts if you're in the northern part of the state? But it is here. This year, we have to get it done. And getting it done by the time the budget is passed is essential. We are close, but we've been close before. This is getting it over the goal line. And those last few inches tend to be the toughest. But that's a top priority. Public safety reforms are a top priority.
So New York has passed a point of discussion. Welcome back, everybody. The science is in on this. No studies needed. I mean, we've got all the data. Or as they say in New York, the data. We got all the data around this. So New York cannot go any longer because New Jersey has legalized it. Massachusetts has legalized it. To say we're going to stop it is ridiculous. What he's essentially saying is we can't do anything. We can't control what people do police. You know, we can't police this. We can't protect you from drugs, so we might as well let it happen. That's like saying we can't protect you from thugs, so let's just let it happen. That's kind of what Chicago's done. As I said, it's a gladiator sport. Pick your gladiator. In this case, it's drugs. But what about crime in Chicago? You know what Lori Lightfoot has essentially said, and Rahm Emanuel before her, and Daley before her, before him. They've essentially said, we can't do anything about crime, violent crime in neighborhoods, so, you know, we might as well embrace it. Do we regulate it here? Or do we, you know, and get the revenue? Or do we let them go over there and get it? That's essentially what he's saying. See, in the old days, if there was drug trafficking like that, you would just go to jail. For the record, I don't have a dog in the fight on marijuana. I've never used it, never will. I don't use drugs. And so if somebody wants to indulge, indulge. But I do think we need to understand the ramifications. We claim there's a war on drugs. Well, we've legalized marijuana. What's next? Do we legalize meth? Again, I don't have a dog in the fight. There are people that would convince you that meth is okay. You know, meth was started to keep people working. It was a drug in Asia, created because it kept you working. It made you tweak. You didn't do things right necessarily, but you could go for a long time. They used it during the war because soldiers needed to stay alert. They're a little quirky. Maybe had a few, you know, schizoid. I mean, can you imagine being on meth? The lack of sleep, the amount of time you wouldn't sleep, what that does to the body, then you come back and go into general population with PTSD on top of all that? Cocaine was used for that reason. Marijuana. Traumatic situations apparently lead to drug use. I've never had that kind of trauma in my life that I felt I needed drugs. even the death of my mom, it happened early. But I don't think even if it had been, you know, in my formative years, I would have taken drugs. But the point is, I don't have a dog in a fight, but here's what I can tell you. I watched a documentary on, what was his name? He was a comedian that did, his act was Pratt's, you know, like all kinds of, Jonathan the Magnificent or something. Functioning heroin addict for decades. I watched a special about him. And he says, the reason why you don't hear more about me is because I'm proof that you can function on heroin. That was the whole thing of the piece. He could function on heroin. There are people that function on these drugs. Do they function at the best in their ability? I don't believe so. I believe God was really amazing in designing the human body. And he did it to perfection. You release endorphins when you need to, and you know, you don't when you don't. And occasionally we may need to regulate, but we can do that with rest and surrounding ourselves with the right people and finding peace in ways that leftists don't really understand. But anyway, what cracks me up about Cuomo, he says, well, this is a year we got to make this happen. Let's get it over the goal line. And he uses the old football analogy. And then he says this is what's most critical to me. He says, this is the top priority. But then he says something after that. You remember? Think about this. Legalization of drugs is a top priority for the governor of New York. It isn't lessening the number of deaths. It isn't getting his economy back recovered because of what he did with Wu Flu. It isn't recompense for the people that he killed, because he's a killer, remember? It's none of those. That's not the top priority for him, are drugs, legalization of drugs. But he said something else.
Public safety reforms are top priority.
There it was. New York is going to be much safer. Oh, for black folks, why? Because they passed a bill. I don't know if you guys saw this. Cops are now going to be able to be personally responsible for the things that they do. It's no longer, you may still sue the city, but you can now go after the cop themselves, as if they need to do this. Right now in Minneapolis, Derek Chauvin is on trial for doing his job. And yeah, the city's already paid out $27 million for the death of a thug by the name of George Floyd, so high on stuff that who knows what would have killed him. He was a walking time bomb. $27 million, and a police officer fights for his life. And watch the video and tell me anything that you got a 6'8", 280-pound dude that you're asking, hey, look, you tried to pass a phony bill. We got to take you in. And he says no. And he's begging, no, please don't. Please. What do you want us to do? Eventually, the cops say, you're going in. And now New York says, hey, listen, if you do something to a perp, they can sue you. What do you think is going to happen? If you were a cop, do you engage? What a buddy of mine said, and our executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, Charles, he wrote a piece in City Journal, and he says, if you're a cop, you're going to be like the fire department. I will come after the scene. I will come do an analysis of the crime scene, but I'm not coming to stop any criminal. You're on your own. But those are the two priorities that he's talking about. Killer Cuomo is he's going to legalize drugs because he has to. And if New Jersey and Massachusetts legalize cocaine, well, he's going to have to legalize it. He's telling you, he can't stop it. And he's going to make sure that the cops can't do anything to anybody. And there's another jurisdiction where they won't even prosecute what they call low-level crimes. What do you think is going to happen, people? We live in crazy times. You would think it's April Fool's Day every day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.